Nikolai Vasilievich Gogol, The Kalash, narrated by Alan Montero. The town of B had become very lively since a cavalry regiment had taken up its quarters in it. Up to that date, it had been mortally wearisome there. When you happened to pass through the town and glanced at its little mud houses with their incredibly gloomy aspect, the pen refuses to express what you felt. You suffered a terrible uneasiness, as if you had just lost all your money at play, or had committed some terrible blunder in company. The plaster covering the houses, soaked by rain, had fallen away in many places from their walls, which, from white, had become streaked and spotted, whilst old reeds served to thatch them. Following a custom very common in the towns of South Russia, the chief of police has long since had all the trees in the gardens cut down to improve the view. One never meets anything in the town, unless it is a cock crossing the road, full of dust and soft as a pillow. At the slightest rain, this dust is turned into mud, and then all the streets are filled with pigs, displaying to all their grave faces. They utter such grunts that travellers only think of